This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 448. What TV shows should you binge watch to learn to connect in English?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 10 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. Today, we'll answer a listener question. Is the show Friends too old to learn current vocabulary? We'll give you the answer and so much more today. Hey guys, it's Lindsay, and I have a quick question for you today before we start today's episode. Do you want to be well-liked and charismatic at work? Well, the one thing that some native speakers do to become charismatic is something that you can do immediately in less than 30 days just by having the right words and phrases. That's all it comes down to. Guys, we have created something new. It's called the Charisma Equation. We're going to show you in less than 30 days exactly the phrases to use to become more well-liked at work. Go right now to allearsenglish.com/charisma and get on the VIP sign-up list. That means that you'll get the best price at this course when it becomes available. Go to allearsenglish.com/charisma. See you there. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's it going?
Hey, Lindsay. Pretty good. How are you?
Good. We're back 2 days before Christmas here. Today is the 23rd. Can you believe it? Wow.
I can't.
I know. It's crazy. I'm going to be going to see my little niece on Christmas morning and watch her wake up and see her Christmas tree.
That's so cute.
She's already really interested in her Christmas tree. She goes over and like grabs it and looks at it and plays with the little pins, what was it called? The needles. And just interesting to see her experiencing a Christmas tree for the first time.
How sweet.
It's really sweet. So cool being an aunt.
I know. Yeah. It's like my favorite thing.
And the other thing that I think is really cool is getting addicted or hooked on a series, a TV series like Friends, for example. Are you hooked on Friends?
No, never seen it. No, just kidding. Friends is my favorite.
Yeah, you're
Friends
crazy
is my
Friends.
Favorite show. I think I've talked about it and... It's like, I call it my macaroni and cheese of TV shows.
Yeah, your macaroni and cheese.
Because it's like a comfort food. Something that, you know, I've seen it a million times, but it always makes me feel good.
I know. I watched a little clip of it yesterday to prepare for today's episode on YouTube, and I totally started to sink in, and I was like, oh, I didn't want to do my work anymore after that.
It's such a good show.
So speaking of Friends, we got a good question from our listener, Nicole from China. So I think we should go ahead and summarize and read her question, Michelle, because she's asking about whether or not Friends is good material to actually use to be current in her vocabulary. It's a good question because it's a drama for 20 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. Michelle, do you want to read Nicole's question?
Right. So she said, recently I'm thinking about listening to Friends audio version, immersing myself in an authentic native speaking environment. I chose it because Friends is my favorite sitcom and I watched it all seasons, but I'm not sure if the expressions in it are still in today. It's a drama 20 years ago, after all. I'm afraid I would sound old fashioned if I use the phrases in it. Do you think I can still follow it, or do you have other suggestions? Which program do you think shows the most up-to-date daily expressions?
Great question. Great insight. And I like that our listener, Nicole, is thinking about this, right?
Yeah.
I think it's really important to be critical of the material that you choose, especially if you're about to buy some kind of course and you're going to go deep into it. It's really important to think about what you're about to consume and what you're about to learn from. Is it actually good English? Like, how am I going to sound if I sound right. like these people, right?
right. Exactly. So thank you so much for that question. And I like any opportunity to talk about Friends. So thank you to Nicole.
Yeah. Thank you, Nicole. That's very cool. And so, Michelle, what is your opinion on this? Do you think, just to answer her question straight, and then we'll go into a few other things, I mean, do you think it's okay for Nicole to use Friends and our other listeners to use Friends to pick up on those speech patterns, those vocabulary phrases you see in that show, even though it's 20 years old?
I think so. I definitely think that it's fine. You're not going to, of course, it was before, like, you know, smartphones and things like that. So you're going to, and before Facebook. So you're not going to hear any of that from there. So that's like one big difference. But as far as the, English goes, I can't recall anything in there that would be like out of date. What do you think?
Yeah. I watched a little clip on YouTube just to watch it, because I haven't watched it in a while, to try to answer this question to prepare for today. And honestly, I watched part of a few episodes. I didn't hear too many expressions. Like, I didn't hear too many idioms or it was just everyday conversation, just back and forth dialogue. You know, I didn't hear any expressions that I would consider out of date or irrelevant. I think you'd have to go back much further back, right? Go back 50 years, 60 years. If you watch shows in black and white from the 50s, that's when you're going to get into some real old-fashioned expressions that you might not want to mirror. But Friends is only 20 years old. I really don't think we're going to have a problem.
Yeah, I mean,
and
it's only been off the air for like 10 years or 11 years or something like that. So it was still going on just, 10, 11 years ago it ended. So, I mean, I think even if you watch something from the 70s, if you hear words like groovy or something like that, there might be some out of date
things. What is it? Groovy? Oh, from the 70s? Groovy? Yeah.
Right. Like, so, but as far as Friends goes, I don't think that there's anything in it. There might be some references that are a little bit on the older side.
Yeah,
like you said, Lindsay, I don't think I have the whole series memorized, so. it's not the newest show, but I don't think that there's something that I've heard on Friends where I'm like, wow, people don't say that.
No, I don't think so. Not on Friends. No. So you don't have anything to worry about, Nicole. And I wanted to throw out a couple of other good shows that we could recommend, because I think a big piece of this is making sure that we can get a bit addicted to this show when we're learning it in English. We're listening in English. We want to get pulled into the plot, right? We want to be looking forward to the next episode so that we can really learn, because we forget that we're learning English when we're really into a story. And that's the best way to learn from a TV show.
Right. Definitely. I agree.
For example, Orange is the New Black. I mean, what do you think about that one, Michelle? That is just a fun show.
I love that show. It's very easy to get addicted to that show. You're going to hear some bad language on there.
That's true. Yeah.
So be careful for that. But that's a really modern show that's really popular right now. And you will definitely get pulled into the plot. But yeah, definitely watch out. It's not for kids,
yeah. But it's a really interesting storyline that had never been explored before. I mean, this idea of all these women in a prison. I mean, what happens when you put a bunch of like minor, not like serious criminals? It's sort of it's a minimum security prison. So these people are not killers, but they've done some crimes that they need to have jail time.
I think there are some killers.
No, I don't think so. Mail fraud. Okay. Anyways, so obviously it's a good show because we're all getting into it now.
Yes.
And the other thing about watching something like Orange is the New Black, another one is Breaking Bad, you actually will have opportunities to get in conversations with native speakers, because native speakers love these shows. These are hot shows right now.
Right, right. So that's definitely a good way to connect with people, because people love talking about the shows that they're watching. And yeah, I would also recommend Modern Family. That's a good lighthearted sitcom. You know, some of these are like a little intense.
If
you want to, yeah, very intense. If you want to watch Modern Family, that's a really good one. How I Met Your Mother is kind of like the modern day Friends. I like Friends better, but
that's cute. Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, in the States, we have a lot of crime shows. Like, I got into this show, True Detective, which was super intense and very dark. And it's also very hard to understand the dialogue. Like, as native speakers, we were having a really hard time understanding what they were saying, because there's a lot of mumbling, a lot of very fast speech. So maybe for our very advanced listeners, we could try that one. But the point is, guys, find a show that just thrills you, that sucks you in, and you want to watch it every week, or you want to binge on it, right?
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if we said it, but Seinfeld also.
Right. We know you're into Seinfeld.
Yeah. I love Seinfeld. And, you know, I don't know. I think that there's a lot of things that you can pick up from these shows, and also just about culture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you can learn so much about culture from a TV show, and if you're watching a humorous show, you'll learn a lot about American humor and things like that, and sarcasm, and there's just so much that you can learn, not only just the language, but more.
Oh, yeah. And we talk about on our IELTS Energy podcast how shows like this can be used to prepare for the IELTS exam, but there's a very specific way to use them. And you can't just sit down and watch it by yourself and just say, oh, I'm preparing for my IELTS. No, there are very specific activities you want to couple with these shows. And we have that in our study plan for our course, 3 Keys IELTS. But the point is, guys, you know, it's not just for general English and conversation skills. It can also be for test prep if it's done right. So that's why we don't want to try to attempt these exams by ourselves. But that's another story for another day. So, Michelle, the top 3 priorities when it comes to choosing a show. Number 1, what is it? What should we think about?
So think, can you understand maybe like 50 to 75% of it? You have to understand it to get hooked, and we want you to get hooked on it, right?
We want you to get hooked. That's the whole point. You want to forget your learning, forget your using a new language. I mean, I would even say a little bit higher than that, maybe more like 75 to 80%.
Right.
You know, what do you need personally to get hooked, right?
What does it mean to get hooked on something?
Ooh, good question, Michelle. Thank you. To get hooked, like a fish gets hooked on a fish line, right? When we go fishing, you become addicted to the thing, and
you can't unattach yourself. Yourself.
That's right. You can't move away from it. You can't let go. You're clinging.
Right.
So that's number 1. Number 2 is, you know, can you talk about it with other friends, right? So I think that watching a show that other people are also interested in is a good idea, because that's a basis for conversation. Like we just said, are you going to be able to start a conversation? I've had a lot of conversations with my friends about Orange is the New Black. I mean, we were about to go into one here.
I know, sometimes when I'm watching Orange is the New Black and then it reaches the end of the episode, and they always have kind of a intense thing happen at the end of the episodes. My husband's like, oh, let's stop watching. Like, we have to go to sleep. And I'm like begging him, no, we have to keep watching. I have to watch more.
It's incredible. I mean, the quality of TV shows these days has gone way up.
Yeah.
Especially really TV shows that are not on TV, that are on Netflix.
Right. And like, I think if you can discuss the shows with people, it's really going to help you connect. And also, people really like to make a lot of references to TV shows.
For example,
things like in Seinfeld, have become actual pop culture references that people talk about. Even like new phrases or vocabulary can come out of these shows.
That's right. Huge. Yeah, I think Seinfeld probably takes the cake. The cake for having the most references in pop culture. At least I feel like my parents' generation, or the Gen X. I think Generation X was the more Seinfeld. What do you think? I mean, Seinfeld's a little, I guess our generation, but I don't know. It's a little bit older of a show.
I don't know. I'm kind of stuck. The problem with me is I'm stuck like 20 years ago.
Yeah,
TV.
You're still stuck in the 90s.
I'm having a hard time getting out of the 90s.
2015, Michelle. We're in 2015.
It's so true. Like, oh my gosh. People are like, what's your favorite TV show? Friends? Oh, it's so old. I mean, and I'm like, what? It's old? I didn't even realize it. But now I'm starting to branch out into new TV shows.
Good. I'm glad to hear that, Michelle. That's good.
Yeah. Anyway.
So
Imagine how great it would be if you could answer just 7 questions and find out your English fluency level in a simple, easy way. And find out what to do to reach 99% fluency. Well, you can do this by taking our quick fluency score quiz. What is your fluency score? Find out in just a few minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
You know, I think, Michelle, for our listeners, that what we want our listeners to come away with today are a few things. To know how to choose the right show. And then, because we are all about connection, not perfection, we want our listeners to know how to start a conversation by opening it about TV shows, right? So let's give our listeners a couple of phrases on how to start a conversation with a native speaker about TV shows. I mean, what could we say? What's the first one we could say?
Well, one real quick thing. Just also make sure that you can watch the show regularly.
Oh, yeah. We forgot that. Yeah. Number 3.
So, you know, a small amount every day is a really good way to start. So just make sure that, you know, it's something that you can watch often and you can really get into it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess every day or every week even, right?
Like, right.
Don't watch Netflix every night.
No.
That's too much.
Anyway, sorry. Let's get back to the phrases.
Yeah, that's good. So one thing I would say, Michelle, if I wanted to start a conversation about something current and interesting about a TV show, I would say, hey, hey, Michelle, using the person's name. We've already talked about how that's a good idea. Hey, Michelle, do you watch Orange is the New Black? Right? Simple. Do you watch this show?
Yeah. And I'll probably be like, yes. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Did you see this episode or who's your favorite characters? Another thing.
How far into it are you?
Good. And what's another way that we could open that conversation by asking about the shows we like?
Yeah. Well, you can just say, what shows are you into?
Right. What shows are you into? What are you interested in? What shows do you like to watch? What shows are you into? Another one is, what's your favorite show these days?
That's a good one.
I love that. So those are 3 key phrases to start, because I know a lot of our listeners do struggle with starting that conversation. What do you say? Maybe you know the topic you want to go into, but then you don't know how to get it started, right?
Right.
And we could not talk about sitcoms and Netflix these days without teaching our listeners the phrase, what is it, Michelle?
Binge watch.
So the word binge, the verb binge, has been brought over from the eating space, right? We'd always use that for binging on food, right? You binge on ice cream, you eat a lot of something. In this case, it's binge watch. You just watch, because you know how Netflix works, right?
Right, exactly. Because they come out with the whole series at once. So, like I said, it's really hard to stop watching. So people usually binge watch these series. They watch it all like in a weekend or a week or something. But then it's kind of bad because you have to wait maybe a whole year for the next season to come out.
I know, exactly. So you get kind of depressed and then you have to go out and get a life, right?
Yeah.
But to binge watch, because when you finish a show on Netflix, it ends and then it's, next episode starting in 10 seconds. And then you just figure, I'll just stay and watch the next one.
So that is binge watching. It just will start automatically if you don't stop. And sometimes it's very hard to tear yourself away.
Yeah. So the technology facilitates binge watching or binging on TV shows.
Yes.
So, all right, Michelle, let's break into a quick conversation to show our listeners how to use these questions. And then we'll wrap it up for today. What do you think?
All right. Sounds good. So, Lindsay, what's your favorite show these days?
Well, my friends and I got into True Detective last winter and we would meet every month and binge watch. But the season finale was completely crazy. I mean, amazing story and dialogue, though, if you could understand it. What about you, Michelle? What shows are you into?
Well, I love this new show called Friends. I love Orange is the New Black. And I'm starting to watch the new Aziz Ansari show. What's it called? A Master of None. That's kind of cute.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, let me know how it's going next time we hang out. All right. Very good. So in that case, I asked you, what's your favorite show these days? Mm-hmm. Right.
You said that you got into True Detective, right? Using
right. Into. Yeah. To be into a show. And then I also said binge watch. Right. We would meet every month and we would binge watch. Mm-hmm. But the finale was crazy. Yeah. That show was very dark. I wonder if any of our listeners know about that show. Very dark.
I want to watch it now.
pretty disturbing. At least season one was. It had Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson. So,
oh, really?
Interesting cast, and they do. And both of them are excellent actors in that show. So, yeah.
But I just want to stress that this term binge watch, that is super common. Like,
super common.
Use that, and you'll definitely impress people. That is extremely common nowadays.
Absolutely. And even using that in the IELTS exam could be very strategic as a casual phrase when we talk about our hobbies. If you have any questions in the speaking test, that could be very strategic. But to find out more about IELTS, guys, subscribe to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, and you'll learn all about that. But I'm glad we hit on this question today, and we want to say thank you to our listener for asking this question. Thank you to Nicole, and let us know what follow-up questions you guys have. Come over to allearsenglish.com, type in 448 in the search bar, and we'll have our conversation over there.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay, Michelle. See you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you're taking your IELTS exam this fall, get our free IELTS checklist, the 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher on the IELTS. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.